Amen. How we all doing today? It's good to be back. Thank God for Pastor and Sister Franco. Thank God for this house. God has a word today. Amen. I give honor and praise to God. I really enjoy praise and worship today. Let's give another hand for the praise and worship. Pastor and First Lady Franco could stand right quick. I just want to say something. Amen. No matter who comes in and grace this pulpit, amen, these are your leaders, and we must learn how to eat the meat, spit out the bones. Good to see you, bro. And no matter what's said from others that come here, these two are your leaders. They're the bishops of your soul. And if what they say or what we say contradict what they say, you go with what they say. Are you with me?
Yes.
Amen. Give a hand clap for your leaders. Thank you. Go with me, if you would, to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. We're going to begin at verse 7. When you get it, say amen. Genesis 2 and 7, it reads, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold in that land is good, and there's bdellium and onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon, the same as that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is which goes toward to the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it." Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this house. We thank you for the leadership here. We thank you for those that are assembled here. And we ask that your sweet Holy Spirit will begin to move upon us, touch us, take the veil off our eyes, our hearts, and our ears, that we may hear what the Spirit is saying today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Grace and peace be unto you. If there's any leaders in the house I have not acknowledged, forgive me. God bless you. Today we want to talk about the wood and the water. Say that with me, the wood and the water. We see here in the beginning, when God made man in his image and after his likeness, he put man in a garden called Eden. And in the garden, in the midst of that garden, there was two trees. Somebody say two trees. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Also in that garden was a river, which parted into four heads outside of Eden, into four heads into the rest of the earth. And so what we're going to talk about today is the wood and the water. And we know that the enemy was able to get man to fall. God said that the day that you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. We know Adam and Eve ate, and they surely died. Three deaths: spiritual death, the carnal mind they received. The Bible says the carnal mind is death, and eventually they died spiritually. Amen? So, as I begin to study, those of you that may follow me know that I always begin in the garden, because Jesus said, "I came to seek and save that which was lost." And what was lost is everything that we had in the garden. So I'm going to start in the garden. We're going to work our way to Calvary. And we're going to see exactly what Jesus paid the price for. Amen? Now, I did something peculiar some years ago. The Spirit of the Lord breathed upon me and said, I want you to look up the meaning of tree. Now, normally when you study in the Bible, you already know what a tree is, so you don't waste your time looking up things like that. But for all you Bible students in the house, everything in Scripture has a meaning. Amen. Every comma, every semicolon, glory to God. And so he said, look up tree. So I'm studying, you know, I got my Greek and my Hebrew and all this stuff out. And man of God, I looked up tree. Of course, tree means a tree. But it came from a root word that means to shut, to close the eyes shut. Isn't that something? So in the etymology of the word tree, God already knew that if we ate from the wrong tree, certain eyes would be shut because certain eyes would be open. Said another way, when they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God said, the day that you eat, you shall surely die. The way that they died was their spiritual eyes was closed. Tree means to close the eyes shut. Their spiritual eyes was closed shut. But the Bible says when they ate and their eyes were open and they knew that they were naked and were ashamed. Say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? Before the fall, when God breathed into man and he became a living soul, man as we know it now, man as we see ourselves now, this is the perversion of the original. In the beginning, the spirit and the soul was on the outside, and what you see in the flesh was on the inside. I'm going to say that again. In the beginning, what we see right now, the flesh being on the outside, and our spirit and our soul living on the inside, in the beginning, it was the reverse of that. So Adam and Eve, spirit and soul was on the outside. They did not even know that they had flesh. It was hidden on the inside. And the day that they disobeyed God and ate from the forbidden tree, the spiritual eyes was closed. Because tree comes from a root word that means to close the eyes shut. The spiritual eyes was closed. Hallelujah. And that's when the carnal man came forth. That's when the eyes of the flesh was opened up. That's when they knew that they were naked and not ashamed. Are you in the house? So, from the time of the fall, wood and water became the central theme of redemption. Now, my time is short, so I got to move on. So at that point, trees were some of the most mystical and mysterious objects in the earth. Trees, actually, if you do your research, were the first temples after the fall. This is why when you watch certain movies, if there's evil or someone that represents evil in the movie, they may dwell in what's called a grove or a wooded area, and it's sacred and it's mystical, and they tell you don't enter those woods. Are you with me? Because after the fall, trees became a part of idol worship. The Bible calls it groves. And so what idol worshipers would do in the Old Testament, they would use wood to carve out the images of whatever god they were serving. Whether it was creatures or something else unseen, they would have a wooden image of it. Or they would set up their temples in high places. Somebody say high places. The reason why they would set their temples up in high places is because we fell from a high place. This is why it's called a fall. Oh, help me. Why is it called a fall? That means that we were once elevated and we failed. See, we didn't used to be limited by the five senses. We was walking. God gave us authority when he made man in his image and his likeness. He gave him authority over the earth. It was an elevated position in the Lord. And when we fail, we fail into carnality. We fail into the flesh. Amen. We fell into this fallen world system, but we used to be elevated. And that's why one of the demonic rankings is called rulers of darkness in this world in high places. Satan is called the prince of the power of the air. Amen. That's why he's called the god of this world, because we fell into a dimension where he's Lord. I don't have time to break that down. But so wood and water became the central theme of redemption. I can prove it to you. When God was ready to destroy the earth, the Bible says, and Noah found grace in the eyes of God. He called Noah, and for over 100 years, Noah began to do something that's prophetic that we're going to break down today. He became an expert in the wood. Because ever since the fall, see, God put a tree, two trees in the midst of the garden. One he said don't eat from, the other one they could have ate from, called the tree of life. And the reason why God thrust them after eating from the forbidden tree and they became spiritually dead, the reason why he removed them from the garden was because in their fallen state, if they had eaten from the tree of life, they would have been fallen forever. Because once you eat from life, it is forever. And so God removed them, not because he's a bad guy, not because he didn't want them in paradise, but he wanted to be able to save man and redeem man. So if they had eaten from life in their unregenerate state, there would have been nothing God could have done. So he banished them out of the garden, and he placed some cherubims there so that one day Jesus can restore us back to the garden and he helped in the house. So we get to Noah, and for 100 years, Noah began to do something that's connected to the garden, because see, it was a tree that got us in trouble, and it's going to take a tree to get us out of trouble. And so God said, begin to cut down some groves, some wood. Are you with me? Because wood and water is not a central theme of redemption. In the garden, there was two trees. In the garden, there was a river. Now, water represents the spirit. Say that with me. Water represents the spirit. So now you have Noah, and judgment is coming, but God wants to save. I'm going to say that again. Judgment is coming, but God wants to save. If you read the New Testament in the book of Hebrews, the Bible said that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Amen. So that meant he wasn't just looking for everybody to die and go to hell. For 100 years, he began to be an expert in the wood, because it would be a type of the coming Christ who would die on the wood. Are you with me? So salvation will be connected to the wood, and the water is a picture of the spirit. Amen. And so we no longer have spiritual authority when we got banished from the garden. But the only way as leaders we can lead God's people is we must have a revelation of the wood and the water. We must have a revelation of salvation that's connected to the cross, the wooden cross. And we must have authority in the water, which is the spirit. I'm going to say that again. As leaders, you must have a revelation of the wood that's connected to Calvary and the water, which represents the spirit. What am I trying to say? Any leader that do not have a thorough revelation of salvation in Jesus Christ on the cross, he have no authority in the water of the spirit. So to prove that God has spoken to Noah, he began to show he had revelation in the wood. Hallelujah. Because when you got revelation in the wood, it's going to be proven in your authority over the water. Because when the water came, because he understood the wood, it didn't destroy him. What am I trying to say? Your revelation of Jesus on the cross is what gives you authority in the spirit. And when judgment comes, it won't kill you. Hallelujah. Now, I don't have time to decipher how the ark and Noah It's a picture of Jesus and the church. I wrote a book called A Revelation of Knowing that would break that down. And so as I move on, God's leader, his first leader, had a revelation in the wood. They gave him authority in the water. Are you with me? Everyone didn't act. The leader had a revelation in the wood, and it gave him authority over the water. Hallelujah. Next time we see this is with Moses. God raised him up to deliver Israel, and the acid test that he was God's chosen leader, he would have revelation in the wood that would give him authority in the water. So he came to before Pharaoh with a wooden staff. Are you there? First time he came to Pharaoh, he threw down his wooden staff and it became a serpent. Pharaoh's musicians came and they threw down their staffs and it became serpents. And Moses' wooden staff consumed Pharaoh's magical wooden staff that became serpents, because serpents represent sin, and it was a picture. Moses' staff was a picture of Jesus, who will become the serpent of sin on the wooden cross, and that's why his staff consumed the enemy's serpents, because when Jesus became the serpent of sin for us, it will cleanse and consume all of your sins. Hallelujah. Are you with me? And so now Moses has this staff, and it's the day of Exodus. It's time to leave from Egypt. It's time to exit slavery of sin. It's time to cross over. This is when it was time to prove if God really called Moses. Now he's standing at the Red Sea. God tells Moses in Exodus 14, verse 16, lift up your staff. As he lifted up the wood, somebody say the wood, which is a picture of Calvary. As he lifted up the wood, did not Jesus say, if I be lifted up? Are you there? As he lifted up the wood, he had authority in the water. As he lifted up the wood, the Red Sea began to part. Hear me and hear me well. Every leader called by God must have a revelation of the wood, or they will have no authority in the water. Why do leaders need to have authority in the water? Because as a leader, we are called to lead God's sheep from one place to the next, from glory to glory, faith to faith, one dimension to the next dimension in God, one graduation after another graduation. Now watch this. When a leader do not have the revelation of the wood, they will not have authority in the water. And the way you will be able to see it is the church stays stagnant. The church does not move. There's no mobility. There's no advancement. Are you there? There's no graduation. Hallelujah. But Moses proved that God was with him when he raised up the wood. The water began to move. Now the whole point for the man of God having authority is so he can have authority in the spirit realm. So God's people could go from one place to the other. And as he revealed his revelation of the wood, he had authority in the water of the spirit. And as the spirit realm responded to his authority, God's people was able to leave from slavery and sin to life. Amen. Everybody's preaching, not called. And we got to make sure that we're not moved by gifts. We got to make sure that we're not following charisma and personalities. You should only follow those that have a revelation of the wood, who has authority in the water. Are you with me? Next time we see someone with this kind of authority is the prophet Elisha. 2 Kings chapter 6. But I'll get to Elisha in a second. Next time we see this is with Joshua in Joshua chapter 3. Now, Moses And that generation of Israelites died in the wilderness. Nobody but Joshua from that generation made it into Canaan land. And when it was time, in order to get from the wilderness to Canaan land, they had to go through the Jordan. Somebody say Jordan. So now it was time for Joshua to prove if God was with him. Amen. God was with Noah with the wood and the water. God was with Moses with the wood and the water. Now it's time for another leader to advance the people of God. And he was going to have to show that he had a revelation of the wood, so he may have authority in the water. And look what Joshua did. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 3 that he sent the Ark of the Covenant to go before the people. And when the Ark went before the people, the Jordan River crossed over. Are you with me? Now, you say, what does that have to do with it, man of God? Well, the Ark was made from wood. And it was a picture of the presence of God. So the wooden ark went before the people, and when it touched the waters split, because Joshua had a revelation of the wood, and it gave him authority in the water of the Spirit. And when your leader have revelation of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus that was fulfilled at the cross, it gives him authority in the Spirit. And as you follow him, as he followed Christ, you will be able to pass over and advance in your life, advance in the kingdom, and you will have mobility and not be stuck in dead places. Hallelujah. So Joshua proved God was with him because he had a revelation of the wood and gave him authority in the water. Then we get to Elisha. One day, the sons of the prophet, it was a company of them, and they were building their own community. This is a very prophetic story. And the Bible says that in 2 Kings chapter 6, as one of the sons of the prophets was beaming an axe, he's cutting down his wood. Somebody say wood. As he's beaming an axe, the axe head fell in the water. Hallelujah. Now, you know that axe heads are very heavy. So anytime an axe head falls into the water, it should sink. Amen? So, and axe heads in those days were very expensive. So the son of the prophet came to Elijah, who was the head of the school of the prophets, and said, Master, I was beaming an axe and it fell into the water. We're now in debt. Look at what happened by the Spirit. Elijah said to the son of the prophet, show me where it fell. I need you to watch this. Son of the prophet went to the water and he said, right there. Look at what the man of God did. He took a piece of wood. Somebody say wood. He took a piece of wood and he threw it right where the axe head fell, and the axe head floated to the top. Say, what does that have to do with you preaching today? Well, this is a prophetic picture of the fall and restoration of man, because in the garden, God made Adam the head. He was the axe head in the earth. He was the cutting edge ministry in the earth. He was the governor in the earth. Are you with me? And when he ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the axe head fell. And where did it fall? It fell in the water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Elijah is a picture of God the Father in this story. God the Father said, show me where Adam's axe head fell. And somebody said, right there, my Lord. And he picked up the piece of wood called Calvary. And the same place, I wish I had a church in here, the same place, I'm going to say that again, the same place where the headship failed, it got back up. This is the reason why the place where Jesus died on the cross is called the place of the skull. This is why that this place has three names. The first name is Golgotha, which means head. Calvary is the Greek word cranion, where we get the English word cranium, which means head. The third name of it is the place of the skull, because God didn't just haphazardly pick a place where Jesus would pay for your sins, but the same place where the head should fail is the place it got back up. Hallelujah. The same place where the headship, the axe head fell. The prophet Elijah said, give me a piece of wood, which is a type of the cross that Jesus would die upon. And he said, he threw it right where the axe head fell. Hallelujah. Because if you don't have a revelation of the wood, you'll never have authority in the water. As I am, the one who would get on the wood came to redeem us. And look at his occupation, Pastor. He was a carpenter. Lord have mercy. What's a carpenter? An expert in wood. I can't make this stuff up, Doc. He was an expert in wood. Are you with me? And he not only was given authority like Noah, he not only had authority like Moses, he not only had authority like Joshua or Elisha, but he showed that he is the master of the spirit realm. And this is why he came, because water represents the spirit. This is why he came walking on the water. Amen. He wasn't floating on the water like Noah did. He didn't part the water like Moses and Elijah did. Amen. But he came walking on the water, because anything you put your foot on shows that you're the master of it. He came walking on the water because he's Lord. He's creator. Hallelujah. And so the one who would get on the wood came and showed that he is the revelation of the wood. And he showed that he had all authority in the water. Lord have mercy. Somebody say the wood and the water.
The wood and the water.
The Bible says, curse is every man who hangs on a tree. And because it was a tree that got us in trouble, it was going to take a tree to get us out of trouble. Now look at this. Because he came to seek and save that which was lost. In the garden, it was a tree that got us in trouble. In the garden, there was a river that parted into four heads. So when Jesus got on the wood and became sin for us, hallelujah, he restored, through his vicarious death, burial, and resurrection, he restored us back in authority, back in relationship with God. And that's why when he got out the graves, that all power had been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. And so, in the effect of restoring us back to the garden, look at the difference now. Now, when you're born again and you're a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said, take up your cross. What is he saying? Show that you got revelation of the wood. Mm-hmm. And that water, that river that was in the garden, did he not tell the woman at the well, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water? The same water that was in the garden is now on the inside of you. The same tree of life that was in the garden, when you accept Christ in your heart, that tree of life is on the inside of you. Now the kingdom of heaven is inside of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now you're walking around. We are supposed to be recipients, conduits of the revelation of the wood. And now it's our job, not just as leaders, but individual citizens of the kingdom. Wherever we meet opposition, wherever there's a devil, wherever there's darkness, all we got to do is lift up our revelation of the wood and demand authority in the water. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this house. I thank you for the leaders of this house. We give you praise right now, Father God, that your word will not return unto you void. I give you praise, Father God, that the things that you told Daniel to seal up, the things that you told John to seal up, you're yet revealing and gracing us to receive it today, oh God. I pray, Father God, that the hearts and minds of your people be fired up right now, that you begin to surge more revelation on the inside of your people, that they begin to study to show themselves approved unto God, workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that every person under the sound of my voice that is sold out to Jesus Christ, we begin to dig and dig and dig to receive the wisdom and the nuggets and rubies and onyx and pearls of your wisdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you all praise and all glory and all honor in Jesus' name. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap.